Blackstone presents World's End by Upton Sinclair. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. Book 1. God's in His Heaven. 1. Music Made Visible. 1. The American boy's name was Lanning Budd. People called him Lanny. An agreeable name, easy to say. He had been born in Switzerland and spent most of his life on the French Riviera. He had never crossed the ocean, but considered himself American because his mother and father were that. He had traveled a lot, and just now was in a little village in the suburbs of Dresden, his mother having left him while she went off on a yachting trip to the fjords of Norway. Lanny didn't mind, for he was used to being left in places, and knew how to get along with people from other parts of the world. He would eat their foods, pick up a smattering of their languages, and hear stories about strange ways of life. Lanny was 13, and growing fast, but much dancing had kept his figure slender and graceful. His wavy brown hair was worn long, that being the fashion for boys. When it dropped into his eyes, he gave a toss of the head. His eyes also were brown, and looked out with eagerness on whatever part of Europe he was in. Just now he was sure that Hellerau was the most delightful of places, and surely this day of the Festspiele was the most delightful of days. Upon a high plateau stood a tall white temple with smooth round pillars in front, and to it were drifting throngs of people who had journeyed from places all over the earth where art was loved and cherished. Fashionable ones among them, but mostly art people, writers and critics, musicians, actors, producers, celebrities in such numbers that it was impossible to keep track of them. All Lanny's life he had heard their names, and here they were in the flesh. With two friends, a German boy slightly older than himself and an English boy older still, he wandered among the crowd in a state of eager delight.
"There he is," one would whisper. "Rich. The one with the pink flower. Who is he?"
One of the older boys would explain. Perhaps it was a great blonde Russian named Stanislavski. Perhaps a carelessly dressed Englishman, Granville Barker. The boys would stare, but not too openly or too long. It was a place of courtesy, and celebrities were worshipped, but not disturbed. To ask for an autograph was a crudity undreamed of in the Dalcroix.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?